Welcome to the Strong Men, Strong Marriages podcast. Here we are on a mission to get strong, get attractive, and get the marriage of our dreams. I'm your host, Mike Frazier. Let's do this. All right, men, welcome to today's episode of Strong Men, Strong Marriages, how to increase your self-confidence. So this is the last in kind of the series of boosting your relationship with yourself, really, is what we're talking about. So self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence, we'll do a quick review of those, but go back to the last two episodes if you want more information about self-worth and self-esteem. So my name is Mike Frazier, MD. I'm a psychiatrist and marriage coach. And I help high-achieving Christian men have more intimate marriages. So some wins from guys in my program, the Strong Men, Strong Marriages program. Guys are getting invited to go on vacation with their wives, you know, where before they were not invited. They were, you know, telling them they didn't want anything to do with them. Now they're getting interest, like their wife wants to spend time with them. They want to be on a family, be as a family together, go have fun. Awesome, right? Guys are getting really deep insight into their negative patterns. So, you know, the process we go through in this is identify and eliminate the negative patterns you have, switch them out for positive ones, practice them. So guys, this first step, you know, a lot of times we see kind of the symptoms of the problem. Oh, my wife's turning away from my hugs and kisses. She doesn't like me. She doesn't want to talk with me. Right? She's divorcing from me, but we don't have a clear reason why. Like maybe her wife's like, well, you're not listening. So you kind of have some insight, but we go really deep and find the root of these negative patterns so she can get rid of it, right? And switch it out for something new. Guys are having improved relationships with their children, enjoying their children more, having more fun, connecting more. Kids are opening up to them more. Guys are feeling more focused, more confident. And we're talking about that today, about part of how that happens. One of the nice things that happens in the program is typically guys will come in because they want their wives to do something different. Okay, they want their wives to give them attention, appreciation, affection, sex. And that's usually, again, why guys come in. But sooner or later, they make this shift where they're doing it because this is who they want to be. And this is the paradox. When they make that shift, that's when their wife is much more likely to, and usually does, give them that attention, appreciation, affection, sex that they've been wanting. For me, it had a really fun night last night playing soccer with my wife and son. If you follow this podcast for a while, you know I can get overly competitive in sports for whatever reason, especially with my family, which is not very cool. But as I've been, you know, trying to uncover some of the root to that and, you know, getting to connecting more with God and really working on this, last night was really fun. And so that was a big win for me, a big shift. So let's do a quick review. So self-worth is your value as a human being. Okay. It's inherent. You're a son of God. You're a son of the King. Okay. He's well pleased with you just because you exist. Okay. Like a baby, like you loved your baby just because they exist. God loves you just because you exist. He's pleased with you just because you exist, right? You're a son of the King. You're already living in the palace. Okay. These are things I'm reminding myself of every day that are helping me a ton, right? I'm feeling my worth and my identity more. You know, this is kind of identity shifting in a way of just knowing you're a son of God. So you're like a prince, right? You are living in the palace, right? That's you. And you've got a God, a father who cares about you. Okay. So, you know, that's who you are, right? And you can kind of rest in that. Yeah. Are there some responsibilities with that and that kind of thing? Yeah. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today is God wants us to be confident. He wants us to build self-confidence. He wants us to build skills, but it needs to come from this base of already feeling loved and valuable and worthy. Okay. We'll cover this again, but you can't do into feeling more self-worth. You can't do things that will make you feel self-worth. And you also can't think yourself into things that will make you feel self-confident. We'll get into that a little more. So that's self-worth, right? Your value as a human being, which is inherent. It's fixed. It's infinite. It's because you're a son of God. That's it. Okay. God's pleased with you just because you exist. OK, Okay, just soak that in. Self-esteem, then, that's about your relationship with yourself. So that's just your overriding thoughts and feelings about yourself. So when you think, okay, yeah, Mike Frazier, you know, what do I think about him? Think he's a good person. I think he's a son of God. And the self-worth can tie into that for sure. I think he's a hard worker. I think he, you know, does good things with his life. He's working hard. Now, the truth is I still have some underlying kind of like negative self-talk. So my own self-esteem could use some work, right? But working more on my self-worth is helping my self-esteem. And then self-confidence. Self-confidence is different though. Self-confidence is your ability to trust yourself and your abilities. Okay. So it is different and it is important. It does require action. Okay. So if you want to boost your self-confidence, some people will tell you to use like psych up statements, you know, tell yourself, if you want to be a millionaire, just tell yourself you're a millionaire already. Or if you want a great marriage, just tell yourself you already have a great marriage, right? I'm someone who has a great marriage. Okay. I'm someone who has $1 billion. Okay. Your brain immediately rejects that as false. And it just is nonsense. Okay. It does not generate self-confidence because you're lying to yourself. Okay. Self-confidence comes from being able to trust yourself. So when you lie to yourself, you are actually sabotaging your self-confidence. So these psych up statements, they will actually they'll actually make your self-confidence worse, okay, because you're lying to yourself. It's also going to, it can impact your self-esteem, right? Because you're kind of saying like, oh, like I have a great marriage, but then you're like, no, I don't. And so now the way you're talking to yourself is, oh, I tell myself stuff that's false, right? And that's going to impact your self-esteem. Fake it till you make it also doesn't really work, okay, to have self-confidence. It's kind of the same thing, right? Acting confident. Oh, I am confident. You know, changing your body language. Now, these things, so Amy Cuddy did some studies on this, and Tony Robbins kind of uses this information where, if you will, like stand in what's called a power pose for a couple minutes, like raising your arms in the air, putting your hands on your hips, your testosterone will increase, your cortisol will decrease, and you actually can feel a little bit more, we'll call it confident, but it's like, yeah, get a little bit more sure of yourself, a little bit more sure of your abilities. Now, what's probably happening, so there's that hormonal shift, but also you're just remembering probably other times where you have been, you know, where you've demonstrated the skills required for the task at hand, or where you have been, you know, true to yourself and that kind of thing. So probably your mind's helping you with that as well. Here's the other thing that doesn't really work to build up your self-confidence is reading books or listening to podcasts. Basically, consuming information will not help your self-confidence. It just won't. Okay. Going to a seminar, it won't. Okay. It will not boost your self-confidence because of what creates self-confidence, which is making, keeping promises and then building skills. That's what builds self-confidence. So you have to do something in order to increase your self-confidence. So just consuming, listening to this podcast, right? It actually won't increase your self-confidence. Okay. Now, can it help your self-esteem? Absolutely. Can it help your self-worth? For sure. Because it's starting to shift the way that you think about yourself and about your relationship with God and who you are and all of that, right? But it won't boost your self-confidence. So because it's your ability to trust yourself and your abilities. Can I trust myself to keep my word, right? So if you want to boost your self-confidence, the way to do it, make and keep promises to yourself and other people. That will boost your self-confidence because then you can say, yeah, like I'm someone who stands by my word. I'm a man of my word, right? That increases self-confidence. It also increases trust, increases spiritual strength, it increases your attractiveness. It increases a lot of things when you're a man of your word, right? Now, can you, you know, break a promise, okay, and still have self-esteem? Yeah. Because you can remind yourself, hey, yeah, sometimes I'm going to make mistakes, sometimes I'm going to make promises, and I'm still okay as a person, right? I'm going to make mistakes, and that's fine. Or you can remind yourself, hey, like, I'm still loved, so I'm going to make mistakes. I can come to God. He can heal me from my injuries and my mistakes, right? That can be there. But your self-confidence will take a little bit of a hit when you make a promise and break it, okay? That's just how it goes. The other way you can increase self-confidence is by saying no to things. So making keep promising keeping it is one way. Also just like saying no and not doing it also increases self-confidence and increases trust in yourself and others. So if your wife's like, hey, can you go pick up the kids today? And you really need to work. When you say, no, I can't do that, and then you don't do it, that actually also increases your self-confidence because you're able to trust yourself to follow through on a yes or a no. Okay, they're both valuable. So saying no is another way. The other way you build self-confidence is learning and building skills that you want to have. Okay. So, you know, let's say, you know, typical child development, you know, a kid will be sitting at like 6 months. They'll be walking in about a year. By the time you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, however, you know, 70s, 80s, however old you are when you're listening to this, you have taken so many steps that you can be extremely confident that, you know, you can walk, right? But why? Because you've done it so many times. Okay. So you are self-confident in your ability to walk. Okay. Now I am very confident in my ability to record a podcast because I've done it hundreds of times now. Okay. So, but I wasn't that confident the first time I did. I didn't know where to post anything. I didn't know, you know, what microphone to use. I had lots of questions. I was not confident in my ability, but by doing it, I became confident in it. So that's how you build self-confidence. You have to do stuff to be self-confident. You have to make and keep promises, right? You got to follow through. You have to say no and not do it. You got to follow through. Self-confidence is about action, okay? Learning and building the skills you want. Okay. Self-worth and self-esteem, they're more about thinking and feeling. And that's super important and super valuable, right? But self-confidence, it's about doing. You have to do. Okay. The other thing I need you to understand though is doing alone won't fix issues with self-confidence and self-worth. Okay. It can help, you know, because you can say, okay, like I'm someone who learned to do a podcast. But then what a lot of high achieving guys will do is be like, well, a bunch of other people can do podcasts better than me. And, you know, I only get this many downloads and these people get that many downloads. So you can be confident in your ability to record a podcast and then sabotage yourself with your thinking. So your self-worth and self-esteem drop. Okay. Now, could you also use self-confidence to build your self-esteem and self-worth? Sure. Because you could say, hey, look, I'm someone who learned how to make a podcast and I have, you know, a bunch of people who listen to it and get value from it and share things with me that they've learned from it. And that's exciting, right? So that can build my self-esteem because I can say, hey, like I'm someone who learns things and is doing something people find valuable. And I can feel good about that. I can feel good a good sense of self-esteem and accomplishment, okay, because of that. Or my thinking can sabotage me and destroy my self-esteem and self-worth, even if I accomplish a lot of things, okay? So, that's why you can't do into having high self-worth and high self-esteem. Okay, and this is the trap a lot of high achieving guys fall into is, oh, when I achieve this, then I can feel good about myself. Then I can finally be enough, right? And it never works because it's more about thinking and feeling than it is about doing, okay? But you also can't think yourself into self-confidence. So you can't sit around all day and just be like, oh, like I'm amazing, I'm so good. And then break all your promises and be self-confident. Or you can't say, oh yeah, like, you know, I think I'm just such a good communicator with my wife. And then you go and you're, you know, terrible at it, right? Like you have to practice and get better. That's how you become confident in like in any skill. You know, if you're listening to a podcast about basketball, right? You can listen and think, oh, like I've listened to that so much and like I feel great. Like I'm a good basketball player. But then you go out and you can't make a basket, you know, you become confident in shooting by shooting, right? That's how you become confident in building any skill. Okay. So if you're wanting to build your skills in marriage, yeah, listening to this podcast will help you. But until you start doing the stuff and taking action and look, if you're trying to do it, it's not working, it's time to get coaching and like get someone to help you so that the way you're doing it builds the skill that you want to build. All right. It's time to do that. Okay. So we've given a few examples, but let's just give an example like of working out. Let's say you're wanting to lift weights. So you can say to yourself, oh, I'm going to go work out 5 days this week. And then you don't do that. Okay, you broke your promise to yourself and now your self-confidence drops, okay? Because you can't trust yourself to do what you say you're going to do, okay? And then it can also start affecting self-esteem and self-worth if you let. You're like, oh yeah, I'm a guy who breaks his promises, and yeah, I'm a loser, I guess. So that starts affecting your self-esteem and self-worth. So they tie together, right? When you are someone who keeps your word, you can, that builds your, you know, reservoir bank, your evidence that you're someone that you can be proud of. Okay. So that can increase your self-esteem and self-worth. Or like if you're, again, you like, you can sabotage it with your thinking as well. So, you know, reminding yourself of past wins, that can help you build your confidence as well. Like, yeah, I'm that kind of person. So let's say yeah, I want to work out 5 days a week. You're like, well, what else have I done in the past that I've done 5 days a week? You know, I wake up every day, I brush my teeth every day. So, you know, I can add this in. I've done hard things in the past, so I can do this too. So that builds self, that's a way of kind of helping you build self-confidence, or at least the faith in yourself that you can kind of do something new, right? Little trick. So, there's this new skill I want to learn, and just remind yourself, hey, like I've learned a lot of skills in the past. This is one I can learn too. You know, why not? Right. I'm someone who figures things out. So that's partly self-esteem, but again, like your self-confidence will only be built when you start working out 5 days a week. You're like, okay, yeah, I did it. Now your self-confidence goes up. Okay. It's like a kid learning a new skill, you know, where you're teaching your kids and they're trying to ride a bike. Right. And they keep falling. Like, oh, you know, and they're crying, they're sad, but then they do it, and man, like they have self-confidence. They're like, hey, I learned something, and now they're confident in riding a bike, right? If they keep falling, if they never learn, does that affect their who they are as a person? Does that affect how much you love them and care about them? Hopefully not. again, they sort of tie together because, you know, if you never try to accomplish anything, you know, it is going to be kind of hard to have self-esteem in particular. If you never try to like push yourself a little bit and learn a new skill, and for sure, if you're someone who breaks your promises all the time, you know, that will eventually start affecting your self-esteem as well. You know, your self-worth, God's always going to love you anyway, but self-esteem can be affected by it. Okay. Now, on the other hand, right, if you say, hey, I'm going to go work out 5 days a week, and then you do it, Now your self-confidence increases because you kept your promise. And also once you do it, your ability to exercise increases, right? You're getting stronger, you're lifting more weight. So that increases your self-confidence in the skill of working out. Okay. So in a marriage, right, you know, some things that can help you. So here's kind of like a self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence in marriage. So you can remind yourself, hey, look, I'm valuable as I am. Like I'm a son of God. I have those gifts. You know, that's just who I am. Like God loves me because I exist. Your self-esteem, you can remind yourself, hey, like I'm someone who learns, look at the things I've accomplished, you know, kind of coming from that. And then you can say, all right, so that's who I am, you know, self-esteem. And now here's a new skill I want to learn. I want to learn how to practice listening to understand my wife. Hey, this is a new skill I want to learn. So you come into it with good self-esteem, good self-worth, but you're not yet confident in your skill of listening to your wife, right? Because you haven't really done it. So, and the way you go through this is you try, right? You go, you try to listen to her and you get mad or you get defensive, right? You're like, oh, shoot. So then you try again. You get better. Okay, hey, this time I listen a little bit better. Great. And then you get better and better until eventually the habit becomes, hey, like now, yeah, it's just kind of my default. I listen to my wife. And this is what we help you do in the program. I just build this skill. You practice it. You get feedback. You know, we help remind you, hey, you're still valuable, even though you messed up and you didn't do it. This is the process of skill building, right? That's just how it goes. Okay. And look, sometimes it does require coaching to get better. So if you're trying some of this stuff from this from the podcast, it's not quite getting there. It's probably time to hire us to help you, okay, to help you do this. So a good coach will always help it go faster. Yeah, you get someone good that knows what they're doing. They're going to help you point out those mistakes faster. They're going to help you see those mistakes, going to help you encourage you and have you keep trying and practicing, right? Until you get really good at it. Okay. And then you're confident, hey, like I am someone who is good at listening to my wife now. Right. And then can that help reinforce your self-esteem? Sure. Cause you built a new skill. So now you've got more evidence. Hey, like I'm someone who can learn new skills. Does that build your self-esteem? Sure. You know, does that build your self-worth? Like, I think it can build your self-worth too in some ways, because you can think, huh, you know, like I'm special because God made me, you know, and God kind of did a work in me here to help me grow. And that's cool. Okay. So as a review, self-confidence, it's created by doing. Okay. And what do you need to do? You need to make and keep promises. Okay. To become someone that you can trust. That builds your self-confidence. And then building skills. Okay. These are the two things you have to do to build self-confidence. That's it. Right. So you can't, and remember, like, just doing won't necessarily increase your self-worth and self-esteem. As a high achieving guy, you might know this. You know, you might have already accomplished a lot, but you still don't feel like you have self-worth or very high self-esteem. You're kind of hiding that by your accomplishments. Okay. I know a lot of guys like that. I've been like that, still like that to some extent. Really tuning into self-worth and self-esteem is helping. But on the flip side, you can't think yourself into self-confidence. Okay. You have to make and keep promises and you have to build skills. Okay. That's how you become confident, is by doing stuff. Okay. So if you want help, if you want to learn how to think, feel, and do as the man you want to be, okay, come join us in Strong Men, Strong Marriages. We help you do this. Okay. We help you build your relationship with God, with yourself, with your wife, with your kids. What does that take? It takes adjusting your thinking and feeling and doing all three. Think, feel, do, right? So we help you do all of that and do it with the right intentions. Okay. So that you're strong, attractive, being the man that you want to be. And we're good coaches. Okay. We help people every day doing this. We'd love to help you too. So go ahead, visit strongmen.io or visit the link in the show notes and see how we can help you. Fill out an application and you can apply to join our program. We have a few different options now and it will help you kind of choose the right one. All right, men. So stay strong and we will see you next episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please leave a review on iTunes and share the episode with a friend so we can help create stronger men and stronger marriages across the world. And if you're ready to take your strength training and your marriage to the next level, visit strongmenstrongmarriages.com to learn how. I'll see you there.